Another aspect of the concept of Malchus, Yismakuba Malchuska, is that a king needs a nation. They say, I don't remember where I saw it, that every Rosh Chodesh Elul, the Saba of Kelm, used to hang a note on the door of the Talmud Torah of Kelm, that the Avod of Chodesh Elul is to create an Am. Right? That we're moving into Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is Malchios. You can't have a Melech without an Am. Lechora, the most loyal of the Am to the Melech are what we call Avodim, who are mevatel themselves totally to the king. Now, in our society, we tend to view Avdus as something very pejorative. Poor Moshe Rabbeinu, Eved Neeman Karasalo, that an Eved, he doesn't have his own mind, he can't make his own decisions, he belongs totally, he's like the property of the master. But I think it's a question over here of the use of terminology. Namely, that there are two types of avodim. There is an eved to an individual, that's what we call in English a slave. That be'emet is avodayhem v'lo avodim la'avodim. But then there's a concept of avodayhem. Namely, there's a concept of an eved to a melech. So here we'll have to use a definition of those people who live on an island and call themselves English, right? And call these people subjects. Namely, the Eved is not a slave. The Eved is a subject. What's the difference between a slave and a subject? Both of them are mevatel themselves. The difference is that an Eved is mevatel himself and turns into a nothing. But a subject is mevatel himself and turns into the king. Eved melech kemelech dami. That's a Gemara that he quotes over here in Maseches Shavuos. Eved melech kemelech. The context of Maseches Shavuos is that we have the pasuk Nahar Hagadol, Nahar Pras, Bechora, out of the four rivers that the Chidekel and the Pras and the Gihon, etc. The Pras is the smallest of them all. So why is it called the Gadol? Because it's the boundary of Eretz Yisrael. And the moment that you serve a king, then you get some of the qualities of the king. So using the mashal we dealt with last week, if we have a table which is made out of wood, then after the table is made, and we now call it a table, and that's the malchus, right? That's the table, then the wood loses its identity and becomes a table. Namely, the wood is raised to the level of being a table. It used to be just raw material, and now it's a table. So Huadin, a subject of a king, is being raised to have properties similar to the king. In other words, that what's pointed out, we have a Gemara in the Dorim on Daf Kaf Dalad, that if you look at the relationship between a king and his subjects, it's not that the subjects are giving to the king, but the king is giving to the subjects. The king is sharing his identity with the subjects. The king is raising the subjects by allowing them to be part of his kingdom. The shulchan allows the wood to become part of the shulchan. This explains why we have a Gemara, Ksuvus, that Melech Shemachal al Kavodo, Ein Kavodo Machal. Because had it been his personal kavod, then why shouldn't he be able to be mochel? But this is not his kavod alone. It's now shared with all of the subjects. He can't be mochel for his subjects. And it was that now that the subjects have been brought into the picture, so that the malchus now consists of the subjects as well. What if you have an individual who insists that he is not a total subject, that he wants his independence? So that would be like a piece of the table that sticks out. You know, you have this nice table and you have a piece sticking out. I want to maintain my independence. So you do you look funny, but you makalko the whole table. Namely, the beauty of a proper malchus is that willingly the subjects want to become part of that malchus, to share the malchus, to allow themselves to be raised. If they don't allow themselves to be raised, they'll go back to being wood, but that piece of wood is mekalkel the table itself. So when a person wants to be a Jew, he has to make a decision. If he wants to be a total Jew, so then he links into the malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shmeinu karasa bishmecha. Shimcha hagadol v'hakadosh aleinu karasa. Then we raise ourselves. If this Jew wants to be a Jew plus, So not only is he not a plus, but he's a minus in terms of his connection to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Because the moment that you're, quote, quasi-independent, you can't call yourself on the name of the Malchus. So rather than being raised by the Malchus, you remain simply that raw material. Okay. Now, clearly, this applies, this concept of being an eved to the melech means anyone who is mekabel upon himself, mitzvos of the melech, is mevatel himself to the rosh of the melech, he has the right to call himself eved melech kemelech dami. He has the right to view himself as part of the melech. Moshe Rabbeinu is ish elokim. He was mekabel all the mitzvos, so he is totally now raised to the level of elokim. But if we were to choose one mitzvah that would symbolize this avdus more than any other mitzvah, the cholera, as you very much understand, that mitzvah would be Shabbos. Why would that mitzvah be Shabbos? This lecholera is for a twofold reason. If we take the human condition, if we take the human condition, so the human condition is that we have to eat, and we have to drink, and we have to be able to make a living in order to clothe ourselves, to have shelter, etc. How is all that done? So we're living in an era post-chait of Adam HaRishon, so we have a kala, b'zeyas apecha tochal lechem. That's done by working. That's our hishtadlus. We work, and from our work, we earn a living, and we're able to support ourselves, we're able to support our families. Comes along Kadosh Baruch Hu, and it's mitzvah the individual, don't work. One day a week, don't work. In other words, put your livelihood in my hands. Take a step back from taking care of yourself. That's real bitul. There's no real, when you're told to eat matzah rather than bread, okay. Told to sit in a sukkah rather than a house, fine. You're told to listen to a shofar, no sweat. But you're told not to do a hishtadlus so that you should be able to live, not to prepare that which is necessary for you to be able to exist, that's real bitul. There we have that. That's really eved melech kemelech dami. If you're willing to take HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will in that respect and totally be mevatel, not just your will, but your mevatel that which is your natural way of existing, that's, you know, really being an eved of the melech. So that's one uniqueness of Shabbos. The second uniqueness of Shabbos is that as opposed to every other mitzvah relates to a specific aspect of your life. Right? Tefillin relate to your head and to your arm. Matzah relates to your mouth. Shofar relates to your ears, etc. Right? Every mitzvah relates to a different aver. However, when it comes to Shabbos, here there's not a single act that you can take, either in terms of walking, in terms of taking, in terms of speaking, in which you don't have to ask yourself, is this permissible on Shabbos? Is this, in other words, is this what the melech would want me to do? Is this the way the melech would want me to walk? Is this the way the melech would want me to eat? Is this borer? Is this mevashel? Is this muktzah? Is this etc., etc.? Is this by a problem of daber davar? Is the problem of imtso chafatzecha? Namely, that it's the totality of Shabbos. So we have over here two things. A, that Shabbos kilu undermines your parnasa. This was a taina of the goyim against us, that we are pulling down their economies by not working 7 days a week. And the taina of ourselves, kibiyachol, is that there's no aspect of what we're doing. Sleeping. Should I sleep? Should I not sleep? Is this Shena B'Shabbos Tanuk? Is this Bitul Zman? Is this, you know, is it every aspect of what I'm doing in life has to be weighed in a balance? Is this what the king wants me to do? There's a third aspect also of Shabbos which is unique, and that is, as opposed to every other mitzvah that has a specific time of the kiyum. Namely, even though, let's say, eating matzah is a mitzvah for, let's say, even a mitzvah reshus for all of Pesach, but you're only mekayim the mitzvah when you actually eat the matzah. You're only mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah when you actually sit in the sukkah. There's a time frame, but the kiyum is limited. Masha'enken on Shabbos, the Iser Malacha is constant, or is something which is all-enveloping, for not just a period of time when you're saying Kiddush, when you're doing the Kiyum Asei of Shabbos, but rather it's for the entire cycle of Me'es La'es. It's the only mitzvah that we have which is relevant for the entire cycle, that any moment of that cycle I have to test myself as to whether I am being Mekayim Shabbos in the proper manner or whether I'm being Mechalal Shabbos simply through my day-to-day activity, my breathing, my standing, my sitting, my going in, my going out, v'chulei. Here we have this totality. The only other place that we have, or maybe to show the uniqueness of the totality, we know that the Rambam paskins that tefillah is a mitzvah midoraisa. And the Rambam disagrees, except for tefillah be'es tzara. But the Rambam paskins that tefillah is mitzvah midoraisa. What does that mean, says the Rambam? One tefillah a day. Come along Rabbanon, and they added three tefillahs a day. Correct? That's, you know, it's... So the Ramban asks in the Rambam a very powerful question. Where do you get this day fit in? You hold that tefillah is a mitzvah midoraisa. Maybe it's once in your lifetime. Maybe it's once a year. Why once a day? Where do you see anywhere in the Torah, you know, it's avodah shebalev, that it's limited to a day? Where do we have the concept of yom by avodah shebalev? So the answer of the is that clearly the moment we have a mitzvah midoraisa, there would be a natural time unit that would fit into, and the most basic time unit in the natural world is a day, is me'es la'es. Is Yom V'Laila. That's the most basic. That's the most basic time unit. So what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did was he took Shabbos and said the most basic time unit is going to be a mitzvah Shabbos. Namely, the Shabbos is going to envelop an entire time unit. So because of these three reasons, A, that Shabbos l'chora interferes with our being able to do ishtadlus for our existence, for our sustenance. B, that it deals with every act that we do during, in other words, in the course of our living. C, that it encompasses an entire time period. So if we want to symbolize what kind of a Jew is really an Eved Hashem, that's the Shomer Shabbos. That's why in every society that we're aware of, the litmus test as to whether a Jew is Mekayim Mitzvos, is he a Shomer Shabbos? And he's a Shomer Shabbos in Yen Aliyah for the Torah. He's not a Shomer Shabbos, we already have an issue as to whether we should give him an Aliyah for the Torah. He's a Shomer Shabbos, so you can marry his daughter. He's not a Shomer Shabbos, think twice about, is this the family that you want to enter into? Right? That this turns into the symbol of what it means to be an Eved to the King. Closing the Perek, closing our discussion for today, is that the Reb Pinkus posits that maybe there's one other mitzvah that has the totality, the immersion in the mitzvah that we find in Shabbos, and that's learning Torah Sheba'al Peh.